You and I back together again. Brand new week, Monday, August 8th, 2022 on Connecticut Today. We wondered if state voters use their heads or their hearts when they make decisions at the ballot box. We also featured some recorded remarks from Connecticut Senators Richard Blumenthal and Chris Murphy on passage of the Inflation Reduction Act. That audio courtesy of our friends at the Connecticut Network. Got into a rather interesting and fun discussion over the weekend with a bunch of people. And, you know, I belong to a bunch of these, social media discussion groups because I have no life. No, just kidding. And I was ruminating this weekend, looking at primary day tomorrow. And, of course, the big statewide match everybody is looking at, the Republican primary for U.S. Senate to take on Richard Blumenthal in November. Three Republicans going after it, Themis Claridis, Leora Levy, and Peter Lumage. And there's a bunch of stuff coming out from all the campaigns, and I'll get to that momentarily. But I got into a discussion with some people. Regarding, you know, who should be the pick of the Republican Party to, carry the torch, as it were, as it will be in November against Richard Blumenthal, who in my mind is almost guaranteed for re-election. And that doesn't mean I'm voting for him or I'm not voting for him or whatever. It's the numbers. Again, I try to say, use your head and look at the numbers. Now, with all due respect to Mr. Lumage, Peter Lumage, who was a very passionate man, we've heard that in the Times. We've watched him on television or used his audio here on WICC. You can just tell it's a very compelling story, and that's great. And if he wants to run, God bless him. But this campaign is fascinating. Really, honestly, I haven't been this interested in a primary campaign in years, because frankly, a lot of them were boring. And there's not a lot of difference between a lot of people in primaries, unless you get down to what we call the minutiae, right? The little stuff that people can look at if you're really political junkies. That's not the case in the Senate primary. Again, Mr. Lumage has a definite message, Themis Claridis does, and Leora Levy does. But I got into an interesting discussion yesterday, early in the morning, running back and forth, doing some stuff in my condo and chiming in here. And it is a fascinating battle. The GOP battle heading into primary day tomorrow. And again, if you're registered with a party, you can vote. We don't have open primaries in this state. Thank God. Primary should be for party people. That's it. I'm not into the open primary thing, which means they can be screwed with. But primary day tomorrow, so 6 to 8 p.m., 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., the polls. Make sure you get out and vote. But it certainly looks like, from what I read over the weekend, from what I've been hearing from people in my contacts, obviously this Republican race has really hunkered down to two distinct camps, right? It's really hunkered down to two distinct camps in this situation. One, of course, is that the people that, and a lot of people across the state too, you know, those that support them, is Claridis saying, hey, she may not be a doctrinaire conservative, but she gives us, and I'm not saying that as a party member, I'm just saying what I hear from people, she gives us the best chance to be Dick Blumenthal, because isn't that what elections are all about, right? You get through the primaries, you pick your candidate, and then you go, 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 like old Canute Rockne used to say, we're going to go, and we're going to beat the other guy or the other gal. Okay, sometimes you don't, sometimes you do. Sometimes you're licking your wounds, sometimes you're pouring champagne over your heads and faces and various body parts on election night. And this kind of brought a thought to me, is that how do people vote? How do you vote? Do you vote with your head or your heart? And it would seem to me, by what I was engaged in conversation with over the weekend, that the Republican base in this state is clearly divided on this race. With all due respect to Mr. Lumage, and wouldn't it be interesting if he won? And a lot of us, including myself, would have to eat a healthy helping of crow. And if I have my way, rice and broccoli on the side, but I digress. Look, it seems to me that the people who are supporting Themis Claridis, whether you do or not, those are the kind of people saying, she's not perfect. I disagree with her on some of the things she said, but yeah, she's pro-choice, and she voted against, you know, for certain gun regulations that upset a lot of Second Amendment advocates in the state, but she gives us the best chance at beating Richard Blumenthal, which is still an outside chance, but it's the best of the three. It seems to me that I get that from people who might be looking at this with their heads. And again, I'm not saying, don't jump all over me here, I'm not saying that, you know, voting for someone makes you smarter than the other person. No. What I am saying is this Republican Senate race here is a perfect primary, a perfect example in American politics of the conundrum that we face every day. Do we vote for someone who personally makes us feel good? All right. And if you are leaning more toward the right on the Republican spectrum, you probably say that Mr. Lumage or Mrs. Levy are the more doctrinaire candidates. You can vote for them and say, well, OK, I did my job, and you did. And I congratulate you for fulfilling your civic duty. But did you vote for the person who really has the best chance of winning? Right. The best chance of winning, the chance that he or she will get at least one more vote, you know, the old genre here, 50% plus one, that they'll get one more vote than the opponent in November in any general election, and this time around it happens to be Mr. Blumenthal. You know, the whole thing about voting with your head versus your heart. That's what I want to start off with today. 203-333-9422. 333-WICC. And there's nothing wrong with either. I don't think there is. There's honestly nothing wrong with either one. Voting with your head or voting with your heart. And it was interesting, even though I was participating in the discussion, it was interesting that yesterday on social media, watching people go back and forth, a lot of people saying, hey, I've got some trouble with some of the things that Themis did and said, but she's got the better chance of all three. And then having some people very courteously say, well, I don't sacrifice my principles. Okay. So you could say, is that a voting with your head or your heart mentality? Because if you vote for your with your head, sometimes, it's a scenario of, okay, hold my nose and vote for X, Y, and Z. I don't particularly like him or her, but he or she gives us the best chance to win. Or do you say, well, you know what? Sticking to my values is more important than just selling them out because we could win. And okay, I get that. What do you think? Give me a call, 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. And again, this Senate race that we have coming up tomorrow, again, don't forget to vote Democrat or Republican if you're registered. There are plenty of Democratic contests on the other side. But this tomorrow gives us, I think, almost, you know, one of the best examples I've seen in years in this state, where you have a center, a middle, and a left, or a left, a center, and a middle, if you want to go the other way, in the Republican Party, in this state. And a lot of people say, depending upon who wins tomorrow, that could illustrate a big problem that Connecticut Republicans have. All right, you just heard Rob Ray working hard in the WICC newsroom there, as usual. He does everything. He does the news. He's got a front office gig here. Gives you the great oldies on the weekend. A lot of people love Rob's show. Well, he mentioned that there is joy and happiness with our congressional delegation, Senators Chris Murphy and Richard Blumenthal, are happy with the passage over the weekend of the Inflation Reduction Act. So, with Mr. Blumenthal up for re-election this year, and Senator Murphy always a fan favorite of many here in the state, let's give you a few minutes of what they said regarding this, because there's been some controversy with this bill. Well, it'll cut down inflation by a lot. It'll cut down inflation by a little. It's not going to have any effect. It'll actually increase inflation. So let's get the perspective here of Connecticut U.S. Senator Chris Murphy. I believe this was earlier today at the state capitol. Right.
We have just wrapped up what will go down as the most productive summer in the United States Congress in generations. Bipartisan gun safety legislation, bipartisan veterans legislation, bipartisan legislation restarting the domestic microchip industry. And yesterday, groundbreaking legislation that finally puts this country on firm footing when it comes to our commitment to combating climate change and delivers life-saving cost savings for seniors all over the country. To me, maybe the most important thing about what happened this summer is that power has really started to shift in this country. For a long time, the gun industry, the oil industry, the drug industry, they had all the power and they were able to stop progress, stand in the way of legislation that would make our communities safer, clean up our environment, or save seniors money. What we saw this summer is a pretty fundamental shift in who has power in Washington. All of a sudden, the gun industry, the drug industry, and the oil industry don't have as much power as they used to. And all of a sudden, regular people are in charge. And so that's why we're here to talk about how the legislation we passed this weekend, in combination with the legislation passed earlier in the summer, is going to change people's lives for the better. And so I think today we'll focus on the Inflation Reduction Act, because we were up through the night on Saturday passing that legislation into law. It's just going to save a lot of lives in this state. There are millions of seniors in this country who have to make awful decisions every single day about whether they're going to buy their groceries for the week or whether they're going to buy their medication. Millions of seniors don't take the medication they're prescribed because they can't afford it. Now, I'm not saying this legislation solves the entirety of the healthcare cost problem, but this legislation assures that no senior on Medicaid is going to pay more than $2,000 a year out of pocket for drug costs. It allows, for the first time, for the federal government to directly negotiate with the drug companies to lower prices. And it shows that finally seniors and consumers are in charge of Medicare policy instead of the drug industry. I'm really grateful to my colleagues for stepping up and getting that legislation passed. We also have a specific focus on insulin for seniors. So this bill directs the federal government to individually negotiate down the price of insulin to get that price even lower. The drug industry does not like this bill, but the reality is they're making disgusting levels of profit. And most of their revenues these days are not going into research and development. Much more of their revenues are going into advertising, TV commercials, things that don't really benefit the consumer. Second part of this bill is a historic investment in climate change. The only part of this bill my kids care about. Kids in this country, young people in this country are really scared. Scared because time is running out. If we don't make different decisions about the pace of pollution in this world, the next generation isn't going to be able to fix it. And the world cannot make progress if the United States doesn't lead. We are 25% of the world's pollution. We are 5% of the world's population. If we are not taking steps to invest in reducing pollution, then nobody else is going to do it around the world. This legislation will reduce carbon emissions by 40% from 2005 levels by the end of this decade. And estimates suggest it's going to create up to 9 million jobs in the clean energy economy. What a win-win for America. What a win-win for Connecticut to be able to clean up the environment and create millions of new jobs.
All right, that's some of what you heard from Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy. We'll give you a little of Senator Richard Blumenthal's reaction to this. Coming up, traffic and weather together right here on WICC. All right, 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. We'll get back to open phones a little bit later on here in the program toward the top of the hour. Another check of traffic and weather together is coming up. Our Senate delegation, you heard from Junior Senator Chris Murphy a few minutes ago, now with Connecticut Senior Senator Richard Blumenthal commenting on the weekend passage of the Inflation Reduction Act, the passage coming thanks to a tie-breaking vote by Vice President Kamala Harris. They were able to use the reconciliation process here, which means the Republicans were not able to put up a filibuster here. There are a lot of things in this bill, though, that are not being emphasized. One is, and we'll get to that momentarily, there's a boatload of tax increases in this bill. So as much as this deals with the environment and the White House is getting a crowing about a win here, there are billions of dollars in tax increases in this bill. Let's see if Senator Blumenthal comes back and talks about any of those.
This Inflation Reduction Act was the product of literally months, in fact, more than a year and a half, of intense and often seemingly futile effort. It was dead and then revived. It was dying and then resuscitated. And finally made it across the finish line because we held together against a unified front of Republican opposition. Not a single Republican senator voted for this bill. And our ability to maintain this coalition to the finish line was nothing short of a political miracle. It was miraculous that we were able to do infrastructure in a bipartisan way, the burn pit veterans benefit legislation with bipartisan support, the gun legislation with Republican help. But unfortunately and sadly, this measure was purely partisan. And the triumph here is for Americans, not for one party or another. And it is a history-making, record-setting triumph for America. Every single American will benefit from this bill. Every person in Connecticut will see lower costs for medicine, climate change benefits, real material differences in their lives because we're reducing inflation and helping to save money, save costs of medicine, save lives, and help save the planet. So the word historic really is justified here. I know it's used with abandon in politics, but this measure is truly historic. It is the biggest single investment in fighting climate change in United States history. It is the most important step to cut medicine costs in American history. It is the biggest step toward tax fairness in recent history. For the first time, billionaire corporations are going to have to pay taxes of at least 15%. If a corporation makes $1 billion, it's got to pay 15%. If a corporation buys back its stock, like the oil companies, making 3 and 4 times what they did last year at this time, without any benefit to consumers, they've got to pay 1%. And to the biggest income earners in the country, to the wealthiest, the tax cheating will stop. Or at least we're going to fight it.
All right, some comments there from Connecticut Senior Senator Richard Blumenthal, touting the accomplishments of the Inflation Reduction Act.